tonight. Let your joy be full. You have a wonderful salvation in God. That wonderful salvation has been provided by the Lord Jesus Christ, and we call him precious. We call his blood precious. So we indeed should be full of joy about that. Praise the Lord. And we should be giving thanks to the Lord about the wonderful salvation that he has provided for us. Let's open in prayer tonight. Lord, we praise you for that salvation. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus has provided everything to make us every whit whole, that we be people that are whole, spirit, soul and body. And we praise you for that tonight. We know, Lord, that you have our lives in your hand, and that, Lord, we through our commitment, through our bowing the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ, we now have access to the power of the Spirit of God in our life, and we praise you for that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Amen. So tonight we're looking at faith for healing, and this is an important area because it's an area I think is very much misunderstood. And you've got to understand that in my over three decades as a Christian, I have been exposed to various services that various churches have put on related to healing. And there's often what I would call a zap mentality. That is, if the Lord wills, someone will get healed there. It's not an understanding of what the Lord has provided and what he has said in his word. You can understand, therefore, that there can be genuine Christians who have severe ailments in their bodies, but sadly are sitting in churches that don't preach the word of healing. So where can they get faith for healing? How can they ever get faith for healing if they are barred from that, and the word of God is not presented to them in a believing way, so that they can mix faith with their hearing of the word of God and then come to the Lord with an expectant, believing heart? Because that's really what the Lord wants, us to approach him in faith. And we'll see that as we go through some scriptures. Look at 3 John 2. This is one we have looked at quite a number of times, but it's important to see in relation to healing what the Lord's will is. And we see here only one scripture, but there are many scriptures that of course are very clear about God's will for healing for his people. And so we've got to ask ourselves, well, where is that healing? Well, it can't be outside of salvation, can it? Because salvation was part of the old covenant. And so healing, if it's to be anywhere, must be part of the new covenant as well. That is, it must be in Christ that we get healing. Here we see, it's a New Testament scripture, it shows the will of God. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And here's a real key. Here's a real key that your soul has to prosper, your inner man has to prosper. You have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you're thinking the right thoughts that the Lord has provided through his word. And here we see, even as thy soul prospereth. So he's connecting your prosperity and your health to your soul prospering. Can you see that? Now we see here that it's God's will very clearly God's will for prosperity and for healing. There's no two ways about it. It's very clear here. And other scriptures, such in the book of James, it talks about, pray for one another that ye may be healed. Well, why should we pray if healing isn't available? Clearly it is. And here we see the will of God is for our souls to prosper, our hearts to be open to what God has to say, and then we can get faith for healing, receive what is rightfully ours because Jesus paid for it on the cross. By the stripes of Jesus ye were healed. Have a look at Proverbs 4 verses 20 to 23. Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23. Now, we just saw in 3 John 2 that it's God's will for people to be in health. You've got to come to that conclusion from that scripture, and you can see that if it's God's will for you to be in health, He relates it to your soul prospering, that is a knowledge of God's will, then healing is available for God's people. You know, one of the important things is that healing is available for God's people. If a person who's not in covenant, that is, isn't in Christ, not saved, hasn't bowed the knee to the Lord Jesus, hasn't received Him as their Saviour, then they need to do that before they can partake of the children's bread, which the Bible tells us is healing. So we have to be clear that a person has to be saved and have access to the covenant, the new covenant, the New Testament, have access by the blood of Jesus to what salvation has been provided by Christ. Here we see in Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23, we see some key verses here. My son, attend to my words. That means pay attention to the word of God. Attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, because people, we read a scripture in the book of Psalms, talked about praising the word of God. Because people don't put the word of God in the right place in their life, they don't do things like attend to his words or incline their ears to his sayings. They don't do things like not allowing the word of God to depart from their eyes. Or they don't keep them in the midst of their heart. And that's because they don't really see the Bible or the Word of God as something that has power, as something that is valuable, as something that will produce faith. But I think if you're going to be a full gospel type Christian, that is one that wants to get everything that Christ has provided out of salvation, then you have to see the Word of God as being a veritable treasure trove full of wonderful benefits and full of his promises and full of his, the Bible calls it nutritious for us. So it's something that we feed off. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. But notice what it says in verse 22. For they, it's talking about God's words, isn't it? Because that's the subject there. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Did we see before that it's God's will for us to be in health? Yes, it is. Now, God's showing you here a connection here. He shows you the connection, and that is to the Word of God, the connection to the Word of God. If you do not place any value on the Word of God, then you're not going to get the benefits that the Word of God will give if your soul prospers. And remember, if you keep God's word in the midst of your heart, do you think your soul is going to be prospering? Who doesn't think that? You've got to see that God's will is for your soul to prosper. You've got to keep it in the midst of your heart. So you can see that a person with an ailment who is a Christian, but say is going to a church that doesn't believe in healing properly, or doesn't preach it at all, or doesn't teach on it at all, you can see that they're not going to be putting the word of healing into their hearts at all. They're not going to be understanding about what is in salvation that Jesus has provided. And because of that, there's going to be a distinct lack of faith. And so therefore, in such churches, you don't see miraculous healings and so on. Or if you do, it's almost like a coincidence. What we have to understand is that God wants to see this and wants to have this happening constantly in our life, that we're in health, supernatural health, that we are not captive to the oppression of the devil, which is what the word tells us is the origin of sickness. Have a look at Mark chapter 2, and we're going to go from verse 1 to verse 12. If we give attention to the word of God, we would expect that in the ministry of Jesus, he also gave attention to the word of God, and that's exactly what we see, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so when we look at the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're looking at a ministry that is centered around the word, centered around preaching, centered around what God wants for his people, God's will, and so on. Jesus came to show God's will. He didn't come to bring destruction to people. He came to bring good to people. The Bible says he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So if he went about doing good, we would have to see that the preaching of the word must be good and will bring good results as people believe it. If people don't believe it, or they don't put emphasis on it, or they don't put value on it, if they don't praise it, as the psalmist says, then they're not going to be putting their attention onto God's words. Even if they do believe, oh yes, God wants his people to be healed, but because they're not, according to the law of focus, because they're not focusing on God's words, then the faith that they really need is not going to be there. Have a look at Mark 2. We'll start from verse 1. And we'll just work through this. We'll go to verse 12. And again, talking about Jesus, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. Praise the Lord. That was his house, and he's in the house here tonight. He's in the house here tonight. Verse 2, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. Now we've got to ask ourselves a question here. Why did Jesus preach the word unto them? Why didn't he just quickly get into the business of laying hands on the sick and start to get them healed? Why did he preach the word? He knew they'd all come here because of their needs and so on, and they definitely heard of him. But why did he preach the word? We've got to ask ourselves the question, why did Jesus preach the word? What is the significance of preaching the word? So you can see, I hope you can start to see, that there is a connection between the preaching of the word, and in this case tonight it's the preaching of the healing word, and there being results that come out of that as people believe that. Let's have a look at verse 3. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, so someone who was paralyzed, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, and I want you to understand that he preached the word unto them, okay? And he was the greatest preacher this planet has ever seen. Do you think he would preach it out? He would be preaching it out. He would be preaching the word so that people could hear the word. He would be preaching the word with clarity. The Bible says, people said, what a word is this? He would be preaching the word so that people would say, I believe it. And here we see Jesus saw their faith. So faith has to be demonstrated. He said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. He dealt with the core problem first of all. Your sins, the sins, and sin can get in the way. In fact, if we go to the book of John, we won't have time for it tonight, but if we go to the book of John, Jesus said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee, after he'd healed a man. So we see that sins have to be dealt with. A lot of people don't even deal with that, and all types of things can come in because of that. But I'm saying to you tonight, that forgiveness of sin is important. And if you just say, well, you know, that doesn't matter, it does. The Bible tells us to examine our hearts before Him, to come to Him if there's been sin, and receive cleansing from all unrighteousness. So we must be people that are aware of that. So Jesus dealt with this man. Do you think he would have been preaching about forgiveness of sins? Do you think Jesus would have preached about forgiveness of sins? Indeed, he would have. Indeed, it wouldn't have been just about healing. He would have said, you need to have your sins forgiven. You need to have your sins dealt with. And he says, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now notice, even though there were all these people around, there were still some people who were of a doubtful heart, who would argue with the Lord and so on. And verse 6 says, but there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? Now, this is a very serious accusation against the Lord Jesus Christ. They're talking about Jesus speaking blasphemies here. And notice what it says in verse 8, and immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? You see, such unbelieving reasoning can rob you, and indeed rob them, of healing that can be that you might very much need. So you can be sitting in the midst of a wonderful prayer, a wonderful healing meeting with prayer and so on, but you can be reasoning in your heart all types of things and even trying to explain it away. But praise the Lord, if you come with a believing heart, that's when Jesus can do things. And he could do something with that sick of the palsy who came down through the roof. And the Bible says that Jesus saw their faith. He could do something with that type of person, but with the type of person who is reasoning all the wrong types of things in their hearts, he could not do anything with them in terms of them being healed. In fact, the Bible tells us that he could not heal or do much because of unbelief. Unbelief can be a big barrier in people's hearts and lives. Verse 8, we'll just repeat this. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. So we see here that to the Lord, forgiveness is important, cleansing of sins is important, and also healing of the body is important. But you know, it's important for us to see that the inner man has to be dealt with. And a lot of times there can be barriers on the inside, whether it be false reasoning, unbelief and so on, or I don't think the Bible is real, or miracles are for today, or healing's been done away with, or my Aunt Judy, she died of such and such a disease, and you know, why didn't the Lord heal her? Because she was worthy of it. Hey, let me tell you, no one is worthy of being healed. Okay, no one was able to pay the price for their own salvation. Salvation is received. Healing is received by faith. It's the gift of God. You don't earn it. So it doesn't matter how good a woman Aunt Judy was when she died of sickness. She didn't deserve it. She needed to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And like everyone, by faith, receive what the Lord had paid for. So it's not a matter of whether they'd lived a good life and therefore deserved it or not. No one deserves it. I didn't, you didn't, no one deserved it. It's by the precious blood of Jesus that we have access to that salvation. And that's important for us to understand that. So if anyone comes to you and says, well, why wasn't blah blah healed? Because, you know, they were good and so on. Well, you know, did they come to Jesus in faith? Did they hear the word of healing? Sadly, as I said before, there's some people sitting in churches and they don't hear the word of healing and they don't understand it and they cannot have any access to it because of that. You know, you can have $1 million in the bank, but if you don't know anything about it, it's useless to you. You cannot access it, even though it's sitting there with your name. If you don't know anything about it, you can't get to it, can you? But praise the Lord, you that are here and those that hear this message can get to it because it is being preached. Jesus preached the word unto the people that were around and came to hear him. He preached the word and they believed and they received. And this is very important. You see that right through the ministry of Jesus. So the word of God affects the inner man or heart. The principles of the word of God concerning healing and health speak to the heart. Now we've already seen in Romans 10 verse 17, faith cometh by hearing. Let's have a look at Mark 5 verse 34. Now Jesus emphasized about faith. And remember, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Jesus preached the word because the word will produce faith in a person who says, I believe, I believe. And do not reason in their hearts. Do not say, oh, it's not for me, or I'm too old, or I'm this or that, and try to reason it out of their life. No, it is for you if you've been born again, if you've been saved by the blood of Jesus. It's for you. It's been paid for. Jesus took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, praise the Lord. If you look at Mark 5 verse 34, let's see what it says here. And he said unto her, this is Jesus speaking, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. So he makes a connection between the wholeness that this woman received and was healed of a plague, the wholeness that this woman received and her faith. He brings it right down to her faith. He says, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. You know, she could now take the words that Jesus said there and she can say, I can go in peace and be whole of my plague because Jesus has said it and I rest in those words, praise the Lord. And if that plague tried to come back, she said, no, in Jesus, I am whole of that plague. In other words, you can't come back. You can't come back. So if something tries to come back and you've been prayed for, you say, no, you can't come back. You stay out in Jesus' name. You've got to be violent in the spirit. You can't be passive. You've got to fight the good fight of faith. And if there's a stirring in you tonight, it's a stirring by the Holy Ghost who's saying to you, the word is true, the word is for you. And the preaching of the word, you're giving attention to it. You're believing it. You're taking hold of it. And you're saying, I want to know what God has for me. Praise the Lord. What God has to say. Also, have a look at Mark 10, verse 52. Mark 10, verse 52. So we're looking at faith for healing tonight. If you don't give attention to the Word of God, you know, there's been people that have gone from healing service to healing service, and they haven't really given attention to the Word of God. And some of these healing services, by the way, are more like zap type things. Oh, we hope that someone gets healed. No, it has to be preached that healing is available today, and if you believe it, it's available for you if you're a child of God. Praise the Lord. Here we have in Mark 10 verse 52, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Well, praise the Lord. We see that his faith was genuine because he followed Jesus. You see that, don't you? And we see that Jesus is saying to him, thy faith hath made thee whole. He says, thy faith, thy is singular. Thy faith hath made thee whole. It's a personal thing. I can't have faith for you. You can't have faith for me. You have to individually have faith in God. And how do you get it? Through the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Did Jesus preach the Word? Indeed he did. He preached the Word unto them. There's many other scriptures which talk about that. In fact, there's scriptures that said that people congregated came to hear the Word of God that he preached. Isn't that great? Came to hear the Word of God. Oh, that there would be congregations and multitudes that would come to hear the Word of God in Geelong, because in fact that is the solution to all their problems, spirit, soul and body. Oh, that that would happen. And indeed we see it by faith. We believe to see that happen in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So what we see here is thy faith hath made thee whole. Whole. And immediately he received his sight. So he was whole. He was whole. He received his sight. Praise the Lord. If you look back in the history of the great healing evangelists and the Pentecostal movement, you'll see that they preached the Word of God and people were able to receive their healing when they preached the Word of God concerning healing. Have a look at Luke 18 verse 42. So I'm going through this. We see that Jesus emphasized faith. Faith to receive. Faith to be whole. And so if he's emphasizing faith, he must have emphasized the Word of God. Because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I know I'm repeating that, but I'm repeating it because it's important for us to give attention to the Word constantly if we're going to be prospering in our souls. Remember, if you prosper in your soul, that's allowing the Word of God to affect your thinking. The Bible says that we should have the Word of Christ dwelling in us richly. Richly. So it has to affect our thinking. We should be speaking the Word, meditating on the Word, and doing the Word, and God will perform the Word in our life. Praise the Lord. So we're looking at Luke 18, verse 42. Luke 18, verse 42. We'll start from verse 41 and we'll go down to verse 43. Saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Praise the Lord. Gave praise unto God. So Jesus said, receive thy sight. Now that man can say, well, Jesus said I could receive my sight, so I can receive my sight. He believed the Word of God. He believed what Jesus had spoken. Thy faith hath saved thee. And so saved tells us salvation must include healing, because that's exactly what happened straight away in the next sentence here. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Thy faith hath saved thee. By faith, Jesus pointed once again to his faith. Faith for healing. He pointed once again to that faith. Praise the Lord. You know, we have to say, well, what is it for today? What does Jesus have for us today? And you see, Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. He has not changed. His word does not change, despite what some people and churches and so on might say. His word has not changed. His word is available. His pure word is available today. And it is a rock upon which we can build our thinking upon, our lives upon. Look at Acts 10, verse 38, Acts 10:38. Acts 10:38 shows that Jesus, who is alive today, he was raised from the dead, he's alive today, he's willing to through the body of Christ minister to his people. He is the head of the body, he is the head of the church. Christ is alive today. We see what he was doing in his ministry, Acts 10 verse 38, and it tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Praise the Lord. Jesus went about doing good. What are some of the things he was doing in that doing good? He was preaching the word. Okay? He was ministering to the sick. He was saying things to people like, your faith hath saved, thy faith hath saved thee. He was saying things like, faith hath made thee whole. He was saying things like that. That's doing good. That's bringing God's benefits, God's salvation to the people, so that they can say, I believe that, I receive that, and I will act upon that. Praise the Lord. So Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Does God want us to be free from oppression? Well, certainly he does, because oppression is not in salvation, is it? Deliverance is in salvation. Healing is in salvation. Forgiveness is in salvation. Freedom is in salvation. So Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is he still doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil? Is he still doing that today? He is. He does that today. And we won't turn to it, but in Mark 11 he said, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. So healing is available today. It's available today. Praise the Lord. See, Jesus wants his people whole so that they can be on the earth doing God's will, doing what they were supposed to do, which is doing God's will. Look at Matthew 8 verses 16 and 17. We're going to finish with this scripture tonight. Matthew 8 verses 16 and 17. The Bible says we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And that curse included sickness. And you can read it in the book of Deuteronomy. It included disease. It included infirmity. It included oppression. So we've been redeemed, brought back, brought out of that oppression. What we must do is believe it in our hearts and confess it with our mouth. Believe it in our hearts, confess it with our mouth. And you know, as I said before, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He did it for them. He does it for us. But you might say, well, I haven't seen it. Well, see, it's not on the basis of whether you've seen it or not. It's on the basis, are you willing to lift your believing up higher and higher so that you can come in line with what God wants to do in your life? There are many testimonies. I have many testimonies that I could go through of restoration and healing and strength and divine health and so on. What we have to do is believe the Word of God. And Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17, notice what it says here. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the words with his what? His word, and healed all that were sick. So obviously these devils, these spirits, evil spirits, they were keeping people under oppression and bondage. But with God's word, they can be cast out. With God's word, they can be healed, because God's word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And so we must see that Jesus took their infirmities and bare their sicknesses, and he indeed takes our infirmities and bare our sicknesses even today. Okay, it's been done. It's been accomplished. They were looking towards the cross. We look back to the cross. And we know, for example, in Isaiah 53, it says, by his stripes we are healed. But if we go to 1 Peter, we see that it says, by his stripes we were healed. So they were looking forward towards the cross. We look back to the cross of the accomplished salvation that Jesus has provided for us. And so believe that Jesus took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer and be open to the Lord. The Lord will minister to people as you're open. Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you for the word, and your word is clear. Your word is clear that you want us to be in health. You want us to be in health. Praise the Lord. You want us healed. And Lord, we know that your word is clear, that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed, and that Jesus took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for the benefits of salvation that you have provided for us. Within that salvation, you provided healing. You provided strength. You provided freedom. You provided deliverance. We believe that, Lord. We choose to believe that. We choose to believe that Jesus has not changed, and that our faith in him, in his word, in what he's done, in the word of God, our faith makes us whole even now, even tonight. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we commit. We commit tonight to you. We commit our believing to you. And Father, I pray that you deal, that there be anything that needs to be dealt with, it be dealt with. We dealt with even tonight. That we might walk in victory, walk in strength, walk in healing. In Jesus' name.